This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody, man. Plenty of football. Dolphins in full pads for day two today, and University of Miami getting set to open up their camp media day today. But right now we are going out to Dolphins training camp. Right tackle Austin Jackson joins us this morning. Austin, thanks, man, so much for getting up early with us and coming on. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, let's jump right into this, and I want to get in a part because I think of you every time they talk about the off-season workouts and guys showing up for OTAs and the chemistry and the accountability and being all in and having leaders in every room and every different part of this team. How important was all that stuff to setting you guys up from what we've seen so far?
Oh, that stuff's incredibly important. That's pretty much the time where we put in the foundation, you know, to our offense and defense. You know, that's where we help build our identity to see what we're going to execute well and really well. And then the things that we don't execute well, we get better at so we can, you know, sharpen our tools. And like summer was a huge part of that. We all got a really great understanding to help us kind of move a little faster, you know, when the preseason comes. That way we're more in sync together.
You know, Austin.
It's definitely very influential.
Yeah, it's great stuff. You know, Austin, it's funny because I hear the Cowboys yesterday and Jerry Jones upset with some of the guys. They didn't show up to OTAs. It sounded like everybody was all in on OTAs and being there and getting, you know, spending time together, not just the working out, but getting to know the guys you're going to be playing with, right?
Correct, exactly. Not even just the training part, but actually getting to know each other as people, as family men and as men, you know, see what our interests are, what our other responsibilities are, and just kind of, you know, just actually getting to know one another.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I look at this offensive line, and good news, it looks like it's getting even better for that guy that's going to be playing next to you, James Daniels. Looks like he's about ready to get the green light to go 100% in pads and stuff. I always wonder, we talk about the guy next to you. How important is it that and to spend a little time with camp and have your right guard next to you and know who it's going to be and get used to? He's seen a lot of things. Now, hell, you've been in the league a long time. You've seen everything too. But to get some chemistry together.
Oh, so important. So important. And to touch on your point earlier, you know, we kind of started during the summer. During OTAs, spring workouts, developing that chemistry, having conversations about expectations that were extremely necessary. And so now that, you know, we're here at training camp, you know, we're feeling pretty comfortable with what we need to execute in terms of that. And, you know, in terms of his injury, he's coming along perfectly. So, you know, that will be in due time. But this is a great time. Training camp, but we put a lot of work in the summer as well.
Over on Over on the left side, Austin, how's Patrick Paul doing? And you're now, you know, the elder statesman of that offensive line room. Do you find yourself mentoring him and showing him the ropes a little bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Patrick Paul's a great football player, phenomenal athlete, great person. I think the best thing I can do for him is just, you know, give my advice and my two cents from my experiences, which I have been, you know. He knows what I'm all about with him. I just want him to be the best version of himself, best tackle in the league damn near. So in terms of that, I think he's come along great and taking all the necessary steps to dominate.
Hey, Austin, I think the best part of this whole thing is you got Phillips, you got Chubb, you got Chop Robinson, who had a great second half of the season. And I see they're matching you guys up in some one-on-ones already here. So getting you guys used to that gear on just how good those guys. How much does that help, and how excited are you to have those three guys hopefully staying healthy and being back on that defense?
Oh, well, I'm super excited to have them back and healthy on the defense. You know, those – all three of those guys you named are just playmakers. Playmakers, just on their own, individually. So having all three of them back in the rotation would be fantastic. Yeah. In terms of practice, I love it. You know, I love going against – I just love the competition. You know, they're great ends. You know, I want to be the best. So I really cherish the work we get to do together where we can both get better. You know, and I want to help those guys, and, you know, they want to help me, vice versa.
Hey, Austin, I find it funny. So once they started last year putting Chop wider, it was a whole new ball game with that great speed. When he started, he got a little bit wider, and you saw a bunch of tackles in the league going, holy crap, you better get off and on that snap, because this dude, he looks like he's running a 40 at about 4.3. Looks like he's trying to race Tyreek the way he's running. How different is he now, especially the confidence he must have picked up by the way he played in the second half of the year?
Oh, yeah. He's still dominant. He's still great. Great moves. You have to be on point with him. He's very fast, like you said. Can stop on a dime, so I think he's gearing up to have a greater year, you know.
Yeah, right from the start. Hey, yeah. So I got to ask you,
yes,
a whole bunch of new defensive linemen, man. And I got to tell everybody, ask me, I go, I'm not worried at all, man, with what they've added. A lot of these guys, Kenneth Grant looks like he's going to be ready day one. I know you get to see tapes, and that's who you're going against every day. What are your thoughts on the defensive line and what you've seen with some new faces?
I think they've been doing a good job. Great job, actually, you know, between Kenneth Grant, Mac Dickerson, Butler, everyone who's just really stepped into that role has done a great job understanding what we've wanted from the defense, playing physical, too, which is very important. We have a very physical defensive line.
Yeah, big guys as well. Hey, Butch Berry. I happen to be a big Butch Berry fan. He defends you guys, man. I tell you what, you've been through it all. What makes you've had different offensive line coaches through your life. Some guys get a great reputation and other guys don't move the needle or don't really get a guy to play better. What is it about Butch Berry? Because he seems to get the most out of you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, Butch has a lot of confidence within the system, and that confidence he has in the system, he's able to project it to his players and give them like a really clear understanding of what's needed and how to be. You know, whereas, you know, I don't want to talk about anybody else, but
yeah,
that's just very important. It's very, I don't think it's easy to do either. I think it's very hard for an offensive line coach to be able to have a system and get multiple people to play the proper way in it. And I think that just starts with his confidence and all the work he puts in to understand what's needed out of this offense and offensive line play. You know, just, you can just tell he works his ass off and has worked his ass off.
Yeah.
And he's a good dude. Good dude. You know, wants to get, if you want to get better, you'll get better with him. But if you want to slack off, it's like you might be irritated by him. Just because he's always, you know, he's always pushing the envelope and getting better, which is what, you know, we want. That's what I love.
Did you think, you know, everybody's got comments about this team, that did you feel last year the offensive line, I hear this all the time, they need to get more physical. That'll help our, that we need to get better on third and week because we need to get, do you agree with that when you hear that?
I would agree with, we need to execute. You know, I think we need to execute. You know, sometimes you can be too physical in football and lose. It's also, there's also a finesse part to it as well. As crazy as that is. But I agree. I think execution in third and short needs to be there for sure. Whereas we need to get a yard or two, we need to block the right people. We need to block, you know, to get that yard. So execution is key. I agree.
I know you guys take a lot of pride in the running game, and the Dolphins have one of the more exciting collections of running backs in the NFL. How do you see the running game coming together for this season, Austin?
I see it coming together beautifully. You know, going back to Coach Barry, you know, I think every year Coach Barry finds like a couple more things that we need to add to our toolbox as offensive linemen, meaning new techniques, new ways to approach blocks and how to anticipate blocks. So I think the run game is coming along great. You know, we have a, you know, we have a whole building working towards it.
Hey, Austin, why we're at all this stuff, too, you know, just getting back to leadership thing, and you've done, I've talked to you a few times, and you get it. I think you've always kind of gotten how important the whole thing is. Have guys talked about it openly, or is it something more that's being said by the media, or you just feel more comfortable if you want to say something to somebody like, hey, man, you can do this. I'm not saying you go around ripping guys, but go, hey, man, let's do this together, because I like what you guys are doing. I saw him running one day, and I find out you're behind it. Like, hey, guys, we're sloppy. We're going to run our ass after practice.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Shit, definitely. I definitely was, you know, part of the reason we started running. It was really like a committee of us, but, you know, I'm definitely voting for the consequences.
Yeah.
As you would put it, that's just kind of how I was in college. You know, my team was, my school. We used to do up-downs after practice for any mistakes, really.
There's nothing worse than an up-down. There, after a practice, there's nothing worse if you want to throw up. If right? Is that? I'd rather somebody tell me run gassers or run up and down a field than do those up-downs. You feel that same way? That is, when I see that, I go, hey, fans, I want to let you know, that is the worst thing you can do to a human being, those up-downs. They're rough. Huh?
Man. Yeah, and I'm like 6'4", so that's like a long way down and up. Like, you're kind of, it's kind of scary.
Oh.
Or something.
Hey, before we let you go, I got to ask you this one. I'm getting ready to do the games next week in Chicago with Jimmy Cephalo, and I am sitting here, and I find out, I thought I had the Savanaya thing down, and now they tell me yesterday, Joe, you've been butchering it. Austin, have you gotten that thing down, or do you just call him Jonah? You got a nickname for him, or which way you going with that big stud at the left guard position? How do you handle that name?
we call him Joe. Jonah. Call him Joe.
That makes it a lot easier. Yeah.
Isn't it Savania, correct?
Hey, we probably got people listening right now in the communication going, damn, Joe, somebody called Joe Rose, and now Austin's not, he's not sure. Yeah, we got to get that thing figured out. By the way, I love that personality. How good is this kid going to be once he gets rid of some of the that green that he's going to have to learn from some of those old vets? He looks like he's going to be a hell of a player.
Yes, man, he will be a hell of a player. His intentions are there. His professionalism is there. You know, he shows up every day and just takes the proper steps. And then the next day he'll get better or whatever he needs to get better at. So he's definitely on the way. I think he's going to be a great football player and have an excellent career.
Austin, this has been great, man. I really appreciate you getting up early with us, giving us a few minutes to talk about the gang. I can't wait to get this thing started. And do me a favor, my man. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me. Have a great day.
Thanks, too. Austin.
Austin Jackson, right tackle of the Miami Dolphins, joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.